Good morning. Welcome to WDEZ's Polka Jamboree. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Sunday morning in Wausau, and Jeff Hines is on the air on a 100,000-watt radio station that for a few hours each week drops country music for an old European art form.
The big award ceremony going on at Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame at the Ameron Ballroom in Keewaskum. Going to play some button box music right here. Here's Ron Pivovar.
Jeff won't take requests today because he's in a hurry to get to the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame, where he's been nominated for Promoter of the Year, and his group, Central Wisconsin's Music Connection, for Band of the Year.
When they play the polka from Stevens Point, how we laugh, how we dance, how we shout.
Drummer Jeff Hines and Neil Zunker, the leader of the Music Connection, have been performing together in Stevens Point, in Wausau, and all over the Midwest for decades.
God, it's got to be almost 30 years.
Yeah, we've known each other for 30, but we've been playing together for over 21 years.
Why do you guys do it?
Passion, love of the music.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
No, it's basically...
I love you too, Jeff.
The love and the passion Neil and Jeff have for polka is evident when they play live. Jeff hurls himself at his drum kit with the intensity of a rock and roller, while dueling accordions and trumpets create a presence much larger than the four men on stage. Versatile sideman Brian Seehafer and accordionist John Woodke round out the sound, which includes four-part harmony.
It's contagious. I mean, when you find the style you like, it's very contagious.
And it's happy music. You're not talking about a guy who left his wife and, you know, his drinking problem and all that. All the words are fun.
The fun harkens back to the original settlers of central Wisconsin, who came from Germany, Poland, and Czechoslovakia, and brought with them three different styles of polka music. The Music Connection plays all of them.
Being in central Wisconsin, it's a pretty diverse community. There's a lot of German heritage around here, Polish, Czechoslovakian, even a little Slovenian. So all those kind of melting pot sounds are a little different style of polka music. We play the Polish style, which is a driving style of music. And then when you get to the oompa style, or more like the German style, that's a tuba, piano, maybe one trumpet, two trumpets.
No beer today, no beer today. You can't buy beer on a Sunday. No beer today, no beer today. You've got to come around on a Monday.
And then the Czech style is a little smoother style there. We pull out our flugelhorns and a real mellow, you know, type style.
The ability to tailor their sound for each ethnic audience is one of the keys to the band's success.
With Neil being a leader and my best friend for so many years, he plays what the people want. He watches the crowd. If they dance to something, if they don't dance to something, we do it more or we do it less.
I think that's why we don't get sick of it, because we have such a large repertoire. We play all these styles, and some days we'll play strictly Slovenian. Next job it might be all oompa, next job it might be all Polish. And then we'll have a job where we play a lot of country and big band and stuff. So it never gets boring.
And there was nothing boring about the band's European tour, which became a pilgrimage to the birthplaces of polka, including Germany and Jeff's favorite event.
Oktoberfest, by far. Seeing 500,000 people in one area per day, drinking beer, playing polka music all over the place, and having fun.
There was also a somber sojourn to Poland.
One of the most sobering experiences I ever saw is we went to Auschwitz, which was something else. How somber that is, and that's something that everybody should probably see in their lifetime, just to understand the history of what actually went on over there.
And in Czechoslovakia, the band found its roots and reaffirmed its mission.
It's in Czechoslovakia, over there, they get the young kids involved at a very young age. They're all playing accordions and doing the folk dances and all that, and singing in the native languages and stuff. So it's not dying out worldwide, and we're trying to keep it alive and kicking in central Wisconsin.
To those who think polka is a dying art form for old people, Neil Zunker has some advice. Come see the Music Connection.
A lot of young kids. It's high energy. It's the best exercise you can get. There's actually polka aerobics out there where, you know, it's terrific exercise. And we play for 50th wedding anniversaries, and the anniversary couple dances almost every dance. It keeps them young.
When they play the polka from Stevens Point, how we laugh, how we dance, how we shout. Then we grab our partner by the hand, and we skip and scamper about.
And as for the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame, the Music Connection was just voted Band of the Year and Jeff Hines Promoter of the Year. Not bad for four guys from central Wisconsin who are not only musicians, they're best friends.
Their glasses to the sky and drink it down when they play that Stevens Point polka.
In Stevens Point and Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.